We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Criticism of Uvalde police.
They don't make entry initially, calling for additional resources.
NRA meets in Houston.
We will not allow our Second Amendment rights to be taken away.
Holiday travel, high prices.
We want to go visit our family, so this is the cost that's involved.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan.
And I'm Jim Krasula in Uvalde, Texas, with the CBS World News Roundup. There are mounting questions this morning about how police responded to Tuesday's horrific school shooting here. They waited at least an hour before moving in. Ever since the Columbine massacre in 1999, police have been trained to move in quickly when someone attacks a school. CBS's Janet Chamlian is here in Uvalde with more on what happened after the gunman arrived at the school.
He entered the building through an unlocked door. The gunman then walked down a hallway and into the two connected classrooms.
4 minutes later, local police departments are inside, making entry. They hear gunfire. They take rounds. They move back, get cover. But we have officers calling for additional resources.
Containing the shooter to those adjoined rooms.
Oh my God!
Social media videos show frantic parents arriving outside, held back, begging law enforcement to intervene.
During this time that they're making those calls, they're also evacuating students, teachers.
By the time agents breached the room with a shield to take the shooter out, he'd been there for an hour or more.
We're learning more this morning about some of the victims, and CBS's Lilia Luciano is here with that.
Jose Flores' siblings, Andrea and Jaden, pull out his toys one by one.
Not that one.
In talking about their brother, they switch between the past and the present tense.
Did he like music too, or movies or anything?
He loves music.
Love music.
His 9-year-old sister was hiding in a nearby 4th grade classroom.
We all went under a table. My teacher was closing the blinds, and that's whenever she got shot.
But you saw your teacher being shot?
Yes. I was just worried thinking about him.
His sister, now grappling with his death and the idea of one day having to return to school.
I'm scared that it just might happen again.
People have been coming to the memorial here at the elementary school nonstop, leaving flowers and other memories. Even Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle, paid her respects. So did Joe Garcia, the husband of one of the two teachers killed in the attack. Garcia dropped off flowers yesterday. 2 hours later, the grieving 50-year-old suffered a fatal heart attack. Steve, their 4 kids have now lost both parents in just 2 days.
Well, Jim, thousands of students protesting gun violence walked out of more than 200 schools in 34 states yesterday.
Nothing has changed.
It's easier to get a gun than a therapist. Let's make it easier to get a damn therapist and harder to get a gun.
The CDC says guns have now passed auto crashes as the leading cause of death among children in the U.S. An effort by Senate Democrats to debate the gun issue ran into Republican resistance as the GOP blocked a domestic terrorism bill. Baseball's New York Yankees and Tampa Bay Rays turned their Twitter feeds over to a discussion of gun violence last night. Performers, including Don McLean and Lee Greenwood, have pulled out, but the National Rifle Association convention is going on today, 280 miles from the school massacre. CBS News correspondent Robert Costa is in Houston.
Democratic Mayor Sylvester Turner said the city has to honor its contract with the NRA. No matter how he feels.
It's disrespectful to be talking about guns when 19 kids have been killed.
For the Republican Party, the moment is a reckoning with its long-held alliance with the NRA on gun rights. Several leading Republicans promised to attend. Former President Donald Trump and Texas Senator Ted Cruz both plan to speak today. Governor Greg Abbott is no longer attending in person, pre-recording a video message instead. Despite the mass shooting in Uvalde, attendees are doubling down.
It wasn't guns that did it. It was a person.
We have a problem where people who are getting mentally ill are not being, they're falling through the cracks.
Off we go. Millions of us on the move for the Memorial Day weekend. Most are hitting the road. AAA says the national average for gas is $4.60 a gallon. Christina Hager of WBZ-TV outside Boston.
Even though gas prices have hit record highs, this Massachusetts rest stop is full of out-of-state plates.
Didn't stop you from packing up the car and going away for the weekend?
No, we're going to just see the kids and then go right back to Maine.
He joins more than 39 million Americans traveling over this long weekend, even more than last year.
Yeah, I'm going out to Western Mass.
Despite the gas prices, you're still doing some holiday traveling.
Well, it's my birthday, so I got to do something at least, right?
On the heels of an investigation's findings, Southern Baptists have released a previously secret list of hundreds of pastors and others affiliated with the church who've been accused of sexual abuse. The lengthy database includes more than 700 entries from cases since the year 2000. Tennessee Pastor Grant Gaines wonders about the victims.
They were ignored and shunned and stonewalled. I think there was too much of an emphasis on protecting the institution rather than protecting survivors.
A Virginia jury hears closing arguments today in Johnny Depp's libel lawsuit against ex-wife Amber Heard. The trial has been going on for 6 weeks. Now to Pottstown, Pennsylvania, northwest of Philadelphia, where a gas explosion rocked a neighborhood, starting a fire that destroyed three homes. Borough manager Justin Keller.
There are four fatalities at this time. Two people were transported to regional hospitals for treatment, and we are receiving information that there's still maybe two people unaccounted for.
The Navy says newly analyzed documents show 13 World War II sailors previously believed to have been unaccounted for were actually buried at sea. The sailors were from the USS Indianapolis, which was sunk by Japanese torpedoes on July 30, 1945. More than 800 were killed. More products have been affected by the Jif peanut butter recall over salmonella concerns. They include fruit snack trays and celery snack cups that come with Jif peanut butter from companies such as Del Monte and stores including Wawa. Also, 18 varieties sold by the Koblenz Chocolate Company are being recalled. We say farewell to a member of the group Depeche Mode and a good fella, CBS's Steve Futterman.
Ray Liotta's body of work spanned more than 40 years. He played the ghost of Shoeless Joe Jackson in Field of Dreams.
If you build it, he will come.
And in Goodfellas, he starred alongside Robert De Niro and Joe Pesci.
We were good fellas, wise guys.
In 2019, he played a powerful divorce attorney in Marriage Story.
When we settle, we'll be somewhere between reasonable and crazy.
Liotta was filming an upcoming movie in the Dominican Republic when he died in his sleep.
I'm Peter King. Andy Fletcher provided the group's trademark synthesizers and other keyboard parts for more than four decades. Depeche Mode became giants of British electropop thanks to Fletcher and his three bandmates. A person close to the band reports Fletcher died of natural causes. Andy Fletcher was 60.
And that's the World News Roundup for Friday. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. For Jim Krasula in Uvalde, Texas, I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.